This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the new True Choice offer. If you buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. It's an interesting study that hasn't gotten much attention. The potable water supply in this country may be far less than earlier believed. I'll talk about it after this.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve. Ever Pre-X.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Round Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva Cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
There certainly are some implications for agriculture in this, if it is in fact true that the U.S. groundwater supply is smaller than originally thought. That was found in a new study that included hydrologists at the University of Arizona, the University of California, and the University of Saskatchewan. The study provides important insights into the depths of underground fresh and brackish water in some of the most prominent sedimentary basins across the United States. The researcher from the University of Arizona involved in this study, Jennifer McIntosh, said they found that potable groundwater supplies in the U.S. do not go as deep as previously reported, meaning there's less groundwater for human and agricultural uses. And she said drilling deeper wells may not be a good long-term solution to compensate for increasing demands on groundwater. McIntosh said they found there is the potential for contamination of deep, fresh, and brackish water in areas where the oil and gas industry injects wastewaters into or in close proximity to the aquifers. And she said these potable water supplies are already being used up from the bottom up by some of the oil and gas activities. Groundwater, McIntosh pointed out, is the primary source of domestic water supply for about half the people in the United States, and about 40% of all the water used in the U.S. for irrigated agriculture comes from that groundwater. She pointed out that, for example, in Tucson, Arizona, about half of the drinking water comes from the groundwater. To find out how deep potable groundwater extends, the scientists analyzed water chemistry data for 28 key sedimentary basins. And until now, the focus had been on monitoring the dropping water tables and not taking a look so much at the quality of that water. I'll be back after this.